Okay, let's begin Bechoros Daf Lamed Beis. Bechoros Lamed Beis, and today's shiur is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Austin, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtug, and Greenberg families. We thank them for this month's sponsorship. Okay, we are on Lamed Aleph, Amed Beis. We'll start with My Brisa. It's about 15 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Aleph, Amed Beis. My Brisa, we're talking about what the Mishnah had mentioned. At the beginning of the parak, we started parak Kol Psulei HaMukdashim yesterday, the fifth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and the Mishnah mentioned differences between Bechor and Meiser and Psulei HaMukdashim, usual carbon that becomes pasul, Kol Psulei HaMukdashim. So what do? It's allowed to be redeemed, and it's allowed to be redeemed even in the marketplace and sold in a somewhat normal fashion, like non-kachim are sold. Why is that allowed? Isn't it a bizayin to put the meat of kachim in the same place as the meat of chulin? The answer is because the hektish is going to make a profit on it. If we sell it in the marketplace, it makes the biggest profit. And if it makes the biggest profit, that's lamaisa what we care about when it comes to hektish. And that's why nimkaran be'itlis, finish mishkatan be'itlis, finish kalan be'litra. Bechor and meiser have a special din. It's bechor and meiser because of the svara of Hanayasan Labailim. We know Bechor, after a Bechor Bamum is sold, that the profit, the money goes to the Kohen. By Meiser, it goes to the Bailim. Right? Meiser Behema goes to the Bailim. It's not a carbon that's given to anyone. It's brought by Yisrael, and it's like Kachik Kalim, and it's eaten. So because of those two, Hanayasan Labailim, so therefore we don't allow the Bizayon, so to speak, of having it sold in the normal place, and therefore it has to be sold in the house. That was what the Mishnah had said. Good. So now we get into a little bit of a difficulty with the Mishnah, because the Gemara had asked that, fine, by Bechor, I understand it could be sold by Bais. But Meiser, is Meiser sold in the house? We asked the Sira, right? Because didn't we quote a pasuk from the end of Parshas Vayikra? By Meiser, it says Lo Yigael, and Lo Yigael means it's not sold. As we'll see by Hashem today, even though it doesn't say the word not sold, it means not sold by Lo Yigael. So this was a problem that Rav Sheshes had, and in the morning he woke up, he said, oh, I found a Brisa that helps me out and explains when is it that Meiser can be sold. Talking about Meiser Behema Shel Yisomim. We're talking about the Meiser of orphans, and therefore the case where they would have a Hefsid, we would allow an Apuchapus caretaker for them to sell on their behalf. That's the case that's being referred to. So now we're up to, where is this Brisa? Which Brisa is he referring to? So now says the Gemara where we're up to. My Brisa. Which Brisa was being referred to earlier, that he, Rav Sheshes, woke up and he realized that that's the answer. So my Brisa to Tanya, Meiser Behema Shel Yisomim Mochron Oso. The Brisa says, Meiser Behema of Yisomim, is able to be sold. Umeiser Behema Sheshachtu, two halachas. I'm about to figure out exactly how we read this Brisa together. Number one, you can sell Meiser Behema of Yisomim. And number two, Meiser Behema Sheshachtu, if Meiser Behema was already shechted, Mavlio, then it can be sold with what we call Havla'a. It can be sold with swallowing up the price with something else, meaning it's not specifically designated as this is the money for the meiser, then it will be okay. Mavlio ba oro uba chelbo uba gido uba karnov. One is allowed to sell the meiser along with its hide and fat and sinews and horns. If I sell those which are not roi lachila, so those don't have an iser to be sold because that's not psar behema, that's not really edible. And therefore, if I sell it all together, then it would be okay. So you ask the Gemara, how do I understand this Brisa? The first line says you can sell it. The second line says you can't sell it. You can only sell it with Havla. So my Amar, what exactly is the case here? So two answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaya, Hachi Ka'amar. This is how we understand the Brisa. Meiser Behema Shel Yisomim Mochron Oso Bavla. Really, Meiser Behema cannot be sold. Even Meiser Behema Shel Yisomim cannot be sold in the normal fashion. It's sold by Havla. Michlal, the gadol b'havla lo. Mashba, that a gadol, a regular case of Meiser Behema, which is owned by a gadol, cannot be sold even b'havla. And the question is why? In other areas of halacha, we find havla works. That's not called a specific sale, tit for tat, this money for this object. It's nechlal, and because it's nechlal, it's something larger, that's not called mechira davar misuyam. And therefore, why here would it be aser? Maishna, where do we have this? Mehadisnan, we have this in the Mishnah, in Shvius, halokeach, or related to Shvius, halokeach mechad lulav mechaver Shvius. If somebody buys a lulav from his friend in Shemitah, we know Shemitah, one is not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce. So the question is, how do I buy an esrog of Shemitah? Kedusha Shvius. So, say the Tanoim, I have a great advice. Be mavliya it, buy all the dalan minim. The other dalan minim don't have, at least some of them don't have Kedusha Shvius. So if I pay a lot for the package of the dalan minim, that won't be a problem. Halokeach lulav mechaver b'shvius, no sin lo esrog b'matana. I should buy it, and the esrog should be a gift. Lefisha inam rashay lalocho b'shvius, because he wants Allah to buy and do business with Shvita produce. V'yavina ba lo ratza litin l'matana mai. And we learned in Mesecha Sukkah, what if he doesn't want to give it as a gift? He doesn't want to give the esrog as a gift. It's his parnasa. V'amar Rafuna said, mavliya lo demei esrog belulav. Pay extra for the lulav, and the esrog would be bavla, and you're really paying for the package. So you see, regarding a din d'oraisa, right, it's not just a drabanan, which we'll give an example of a drabanan in a minute, but even by a din d'oraisa of schora, of pei reshvius, still have law would work. So why is pei reshvius any worse than our case of meiser behema that one would not be able to do it for a gadol's behema? So the Gemara says, because there's a big difference between the two. And esrog is better. Hasam lo mucha chamilsa. Over there by the lulav, it's not so clear that you're giving the esrog for free and you're only paying for the others. It's a package. So therefore, that's why it's mutter, because it's not exactly clear that this is a trick. Hacha mucha chamilsa. But here by the basar and the other items that are not edible, nobody's going to buy horns and sinews for so much money. So it's clear that's not really a havla. That's nikar, that what you're doing is not havla, because people wouldn't spend so much money on the other items. And therefore, that's why it is more of a problem there, and that's why havla would not work. So in the Gemara, let's just read the question, and then we'll wait before the second answer. Amar Rava, Rava doesn't like this answer, because if this is the pshat of the Braisa, according to this pshat of the Braisa, it's really one statement. The Braisa says, Maaser Behema Shel Yisomah could be sold, and Behavla. Really, it's one statement. Maaser Behema could be sold, Behavla. So says Rava, if that's true, why does it say the phrase Maaser Behema twice in the Braisa? Amar Rava, Imkein, Maaser Behema, Trei Zimni Lamali. Why does it say it twice in the Braisa? And therefore, Rava is going to come up with a different pshat of how to read the Braisa. But the case of Havla, as we mentioned here, comes up by Pei Rishvius, as the Gemara mentions, but it also comes up in another Lamaisa area. And that is in the world, in the Issa Rabbanan of Schar Shabbos. We know the Rabbanan Asr accepting payment for something done on Shabbos. That's the Isser of Schar Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa says in Perachav Ches, Chazal Asru Schar Shabbos. Tahainu, Kabbalas Schar, Tmuras Avoda Hanasas B'Shabbos. Any malacha that's done on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to get payment for it. Gam, Im Ein Kol Isser Be'etzem Asiyas Avoda. Even if there's no specific malacha done, I don't violate any malacha. Let's say I'm a babysitter on Friday night. I don't have to do any malacha, I'm just watching the kids. So in that case, one is still, even though one's not involved in a malacha, one is not allowed to accept money for that. Gezeira misha mekach u'memkar. This is included in the Isser of mekach u'memkar. We try to do what we can not to have people involved in any business. If you look in he quotes in the footnotes some of the achronim, sholom meshiv, that according to the Ramban, Parshas Emor, but Shabbason, maybe there's drara d'oraisa. Maybe it smacks even a little bit of a d'oraisa. All the issues that are gzeirah mishum mekach u'memkar and other d'rabbanans, the Ramban might say that it has some d'oraisa elements to it. Then he quotes other examples as well on the bottom. But that's the Isser of Schar Shabbos. The Isser of Schar Shabbos is chal on the makabel aschar, right? The one who gets the money, that is the one who violates. The one who gives it is over lefnei iver. But the one who gets it is violating. So that's the Isser as we know. So the question is, how does one solve that problem, so to speak? That Isser de Rabbanan, is there a way out? Right? Caterers that work on Shabbos and somebody who's a Bal Korei who has a job every week to lane. So how does one solve that problem? So that's what the Shmir Shabbos quotes here, but again, it's based on, just like Chazal made this issur, they included that Havla would be, not be a problem. Just like the Gemara here says on a Daraisa level, by Perish Shmita, Havla solves the problem, so too by the Darabanan of Schar Shabbos, Havla solves the problem. So if I pay a worker not only for what he does on Shabbos, but I pay him for what he does on Thursday, Friday Shabbos, and I give one paycheck, and it's all nechlal, so then we allow that that is mutter. Schar Shabbos b'havla is mutter. Schar Shabbos ha'aser huzeh ha'mishtalim b'nifrad ba'avur sheirus shenita m'shabbos. O afilu mishtalim yachad emaschar ba'avur sheirus shenita m'mosachol kasher sheirus zeino kashur lezeh shenita m'shabbos. Aval mutter l'kab al tashlim ba'avur avoda shenasa b'meshach tkufa m'siyemes. So, let's say the Bal Korei case. He gets paid also for the practice that he does during the week. Right, and if anybody ever works does something, a caterer gets paid for the preparation of the food and for the setting up of the food. So even though I'm also paying for what's done on Shabbos, that is not a problem because that's b'havla. Or if I get paid for a month, I get paid monthly or weekly. V'chulu for Shabbos b'socha, that's called schar Shabbos b'havla, and therefore it is a mutter. And he quotes again on the in the footnotes on the bottom from that same Sholom Meshiv, Kivan de Iker Gzeiras Schar Shabbos Mishumasu Maton, Vahainu Shalo Yichtov, Vimkin Koshu Bavla, Lo Yichtov, Beinyan Shabbos, Bifnei Atzmo. The whole issue goes down to Gzeiras Shem Yichtov. There's 2 days in Rashi at the end of Maseches Beitza, but if Gzeiras Shem Yichtov, I'm not going to write specifically for Shabbos. You might come to write on Shabbos. You wouldn't come to write on Shabbos, because what you're getting is for 3 days, not just Shabbos, and therefore the reason of Gzeiras Shem Yichtov would not apply. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about this also in the context of savings accounts in banks getting interest for Shabbos. So that could be a problem. Why? Because if I get an interest just for Shabbos, if it goes on my bank statement, I see what interest I got just for Shabbos. But the answer is it's usually not a problem because it usually goes from midnight to midnight. And if it goes from midnight on Thursday night to midnight on Friday night, to midnight on Friday night, to midnight on Motzei Shabbos, so there's weekday included in each of those. The only problem will be a 2-day Yontif. But if Yontif's on Friday or Sunday, that's more of a problem. So, you know, maybe give a little tzedakah every year and have that in mind, the interest that one would get from that. Good. And then the examples given here in the Shmir Shabbos, Shomer Taf, Mo Reprati, or Kol Oved Acher, Mutal Kabal Schar, Gam Bavar Avodas B'Shabbos, Imu Oved B'Kfius B'Schiris Mechayeves, Gam Matashim Lufi Chishuv Mispar HaShaos, as long as I don't get paid specifically for those shows. There is a separate isser, maybe a separate opinion. Some say that Schar Shabbos L'Shem Mitzvah is not a problem. Some say that he quotes a machlokas I post him about that. A couple of seifim later in Sif Ayin Dalet in Perach Avches. Machlokas I post him in Shach Isser Schar Shabbos Gam L'Dvar Mitzvah. Could go on Chazan Obal Tokeya. Of a Gam L'Das HaMekilin Ein B'Kabbalas Tashlam Timuras Chazonas O'Tokeya Shofar Mishim Simin Bracha. V'tov Yasu Ha'oskin B'Kon Da She Yitnu Im HaChazan Emo Betokeya She Kabbalas Char Yasnu Dafka Right B'Havla. You should do a B'Havla even according to the more Mekel Shita, and again all the footnotes quoted on the bottom, all of the Marmakabas. Okay, so that is all though shot number one of the Brisa that Rav Sheshes woke up and said, oh, I have an answer, I have a pshat, when is it mutter? So, from this brisa, and Abaye gave the pshat, that it's all one case. Rava did not agree with that interpretation of the brisa. So now we're up to Rava, first wide line. Ela ama Rava, hachi kamar. No, rather, this is what the brisa means. Maiser behema shel yisomi mochon aso kidarko. The two statements of the brisa are two separate statements. Of yisomim, so then you go out and sell it straight. Mutter, Sarach of the Yisomim, Maiser Behema Yisomim, one could sell directly, without Havla. Maiser Behema, De Gadol, Sheshachto, Mavlio, Ba'oro, Bechelbo, Begido, Ubakarnov. But a Maiser Behema of a Gadol, which was Shechted, so that can be sold Behavla. So that's how you understand the Brisa, according to Rava. Amar Rava Minamin Allah, how do I know that this is allowed? How do I know that after Shechita, so then, it could be sold b'havla, minala, and let's say of yisomim, it could be sold directly. Dechziv, because the pasuk says at the end of Vayikra, Vayahu usmorso yihya kodesh lo yigael. So if you look in the parashas of Vayikra, we'll read the pasukim again soon in a minute. So the pasuk it relates to Tzemura, but in the context of Tzemura, Meiser Behema is also in context. Read the Pasuk in context, in the end of Vayikra, in Parshas B'chukosai, Pasuk says, after a lot of the Arachin sugyas, the Pasuk says, V'chom maser bakar v'atzon kol sheyavar tachat l'shavet, yasiri yeh kodesh l'shem. So the context of Meister Behema, the 10th one is Kodesh. Lo yivaker bein tol arav v'lo yimirenu, v'mariya mirenu, v'haya hu, and if you try to be memerit, the Meister Behema, right? Out of all the karbanos, Tamura appears by Meister Behema. If I try to switch it, v'haya hu usmeraso yi yeh kodesh, lo yigael. So, lo yigael appears, that's really referred to Meister Behema, but it's in the context of Tamura. So we're going to compare Tamura, which exists, which is said in the context of Meister Behema. So that's this pasuk. Vayhu esmarasol yekodesh lo yigael, comparing the creation of Tamura and the iser of selling Meister. That's how we understand this pasuk. Emasai oset Tamura mechayim. When is the iser of Tamura violated? When can I create Tamura mechayim when the animal is still alive? So emasai eno nigal mechayim. So when is there an iser of mechiras meiser or mechira of any carbon, mechiras meiser mechayim halacha shchita nigal? But after once it shechted, then it can be nigal on a Torah level. Midaraisa, there's no iser of mechiras meiser after it shechted. Verabbanan degazru laachar shchita adul lefnei shchita. The rabbanan were gozer. After it shechted, atu lefnei shechita, that you shouldn't do it, durabanan, right, and that's what we said earlier in the Brisa, it should not be sold, lo chai velo shachut, right, even after it shachut, but, davar hanisho mechayim gazer rabanan, la'achar shechita, atu lefnei shechita, but only something that is usually evaluated mechayim, like the basar, so that's where there's an iser to sell it, even after shechita. Right, Rashi, shekol chashivus de behema, eino elo bebasar. That's the chashivus of an animal, the meat. So, by the meat, there's an iser daraisa to sell it before shechita. There's an iser drabanan after shechita, but the drabanan only applies by something that's normally sold in a chashiv way, and it's estimated, and we figure out exactly how much it costs. But, davar she'eino nisho mechayim, but something that is not estimated when it is alive, like the Rashi or Gidim, right? The sinews, that just the or itself. So that's not nisho mechayim. So lo gazer rabbanan. So rabbanan weren't gozer that after shechita, and that's why one is allowed to sell it behavla'a when it comes to a gadol. Ubi yasmi ukri rabbanan adaraisa. And for yisomim, they were mokim on adaraisa. So by yisomim, you can just sell it directly, no problem after shechita. Good. The Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak savar lo alahad Rava. And Rav Yitzchak also holds like Rava. Interesting question in context. Why dafka Tamura appears by Meiser Behema? Right. Out of all the karbanos, the Isra of Tamura applies to all karbanos. That when I have a karban, I'm not allowed to try to switch it. Remember the Rambam's svara, the Rambam's logic at the end of Tamura. Why dafka is there an Isra of Tamura? Because people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the psyche of every person, and after we do something, there's an automatic reaction later on that we lose the feeling of inspiration and we might not want to do it, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not allowed to switch, and even if you try to switch, it's not going to work. So that's Tamura. So why does that dafka appear by Meiser Behema? So maybe Meiser Behema is dafka based on what we did. Remember, Bechar is automatic. Bechar is automatic. Meiser Behema is based on this one, two, putting it through. So I had a lot to do with the creation of this Kedusha. So Dafka there, you know, maybe one might say, I did it, maybe I'll switch it. Because I'm the one that didn't act action. Right? All other Hakdasha is just my words. I'm Makdish something. Meiser Behema, is there any other activity? Right? There aren't too many mitzvos that I do something creation with activity. In the world, I think we mentioned last week also, there aren't too many mitzvos that have to do with counting. Right, Sfiras Omer, Sfiras Yovel, and Sfiras Zava, maybe, Anida, and Sfiras Meiser. Right here, I count in order to create. So I had a lot to do with this creation, my activity. So maybe, Dafke, in that context, we really have to say Tamura. Because Tamura is that I might go back on what I did, and I did a lot here in the creation of this activity. But either way, the Isra of Tamura applies outside of the context, but because it appears here, we compare Tamura and Meiser Behema. And that's the din of Rava, whether before and after. Rava holds that after Shechita, there is no Isser d'Araisa of Mechiras Meiser. So the Gemara now says, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak also holds like Rava, that Behema Shenishchata, you're allowed to sell Midaraisa. Dabar, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Minayin Levaisa, Behema Sheyisomim. Shemoch, Unazo, Kedarko. How do I know that Bechor of Yisomim, you're allowed to sell? Kedarko, Shene'emar. Different pasuk. Rak Bechalavas Nafshecha, Tizbach, V'achalta Basar. With whatever your heart desires, tizbach, you shall shecht. And in the pasuk it says shecht, and then says, v'achalta basar. So, ezo, so we, sounds like you get hana only after you shecht. Right, there, the Shimon Kubetz is here, quotes the end of the pasuk. Kibirchas Hashem alokech ha-shenosan lach. Ezehu davar she'ein bo bracha mechayim el al-achar shechita. What is an example of something that does not give you a bracha mechayim only after shechita? V'omer, z'maiser behema. Right, so that's a remez in the pasuk that Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak finds to agree with Rava. Good. Ibai Elohu. So we mentioned that by a gadol, though, there's an iser derabanan to sell it after shechita, but the derabanan only applies by the basar. But by the other items that are not edible, you're allowed to be mavliya in those. So Ibai Elohu, maulavliya ba'atzamos. Can you mavliya it in the bones? The four items mentioned earlier were not bones. The four items were the fat and the sinews and the horns and the skin, not the bones. Could you be mavliya in the bones? That's the question. The question is, well, what would be the issue? Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon, Berebi, Chadam or mavliya, v'chadam or ein mavliya. Right? One would say, yeah, you can be mavliya, and why not? Why would you not be able to mavliya it? Maybe it's not as ro'i for as other items. So it's really like not being mavliyed in anything chashuv. So machlokes, velo pligi, and we see really it's not a machlokes. Habadaka habagasa. One says maybe by the bones of a daka, of a goat or a sheep, so there you cannot. Why? Because Rashi, ein atzamos ru'uyin leklum, ve'ein mavliyin. Right, they're not really roi for anything, but by a gasa it's roi to use it for a tool. Rashi, lakata denagri, for a handle, for an axe. You could use the bones of a gasa for tools, and therefore you can be mavliya by seima or either begasa. Both talking about gasa, below pligi markiasre umarkiasre. It depends if you live in a place where they make tools out of these bones, and if you do, then it would be okay. So the Rishis Bikurim makes a comment here on this line. He says lachora kivan sheyachol lahavliyo b'ha'arva hachelev sheshavyo muat maishtat somos delo. What, the bones are less valuable than the sinews and the chelev? So we're saying bones aren't so ro'i. Okay, ore has value. But why are bones so much different? You know, ba'or, so says, and let's say the meat is on the bones. Meat is on the bones. Maybe that's a little different. So he says, Yesh Lomar, maybe this relates to the Gemara and the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. Kefimai da amrina b'Shabbos daf samach beis. Af da hamotzi chatzi shir b'kli, hakli bata lagabi achatzi shir. If we know that if I'm motzi chatzi shir in a cup, the Mishnah says, I'm putter even on the cup. Because the putter on the chatzi shir, that's the ikker, and the cup is tafel. And therefore, I'm going to be putter on the cup. Mikamakom, but what if I just carried out the cup? Then I'll be chayef. Even though it acted as a tuffel earlier, but if it gets chashivas when it's alone. Mikamakom, bikli shakalta reach, kivan she'ein sham mamashas klal, yefshesh et espatel. Even though now it smells, but the other item is not there at all. If it's not there at all, then the kli has its own chashivas. It can't be bottled to anything. Right? A kli can be bottled to a chatzi shir. It's something. A kli can't be bottled to nothing, to smell. So, afkan, nihi de bottle l'shavya mu'etes, fine, the basar could be bottled to something with a little value, chelev, and or, become akum ba'atzamos, she'en lam shavya klau, kid the mivor b'riyash rashi, yefshah she'is bottled lo nechshav havla. Right? We might say they're all not too much. The answer is bones. Bones of a daka that you don't use for tools, it has no value. What are you going to use it at all? The others have something. So even if you have something, the Rishis Bikurim is assuming, if you have some type of value, then you could apply Iker and Tafel. If you have nothing, then you can't apply Iker and Tafel. Something can only be a Tafel to an Iker. But if there's no Iker, even if it's a non-Chashiv Iker, so then it can't be Tafel. Reminds me a little bit, there's a Maharach or Zarua, I think. I think it's Maharach or Zeruah. We know we have Iker and Tafel and Hilchas Brachas also. So, it comes up all the time. somebody has a bowl of cereal, then they make a bracha on the ikker, and no bracha, make a bracha on the cereal, and no bracha on the milk. You know, somebody has salad, you figure out exactly what's the most important in the salad. Is it, if you have a fruit and, vegetable salad, you know, sometimes you have to have, yeah, it's both, but if you have a case of ikker and tafel, you have soup, you know, what's the ikker, what's the tafel? What's the ikker, what's the tafel? What happens, the Rishonim talk about, what happens if I eat a tafel before the ikker? If I eat a tafel before the ikker, there was some type of food that a person used to eat in order to wet his palate before the main food that he was going to eat. So do you apply the rules of ikker and tafel there? So the poskim say you cannot. You can't apply ikker and tafel if you haven't eaten the ikker yet. If the first thing that's going into your mouth is the tafel, so you have to make a bracha on the tafel, even if it's tafel. Even if I'm eating it for, you know, some other purpose. I think the Maharal Chazura says maybe you'll say a shahakol on that tafel. Because it's still tafel, but there's still an isser of nene be'olam hazeh below bracha. So you have to make some bracha. So that gets into the lumdus of how shahakol is a different type of bracha than others. But that relates to the fact that if you have a tafel without the ikker there, then it can't just be batel. You have to have something there for it to be batel to. So if I'm eating it first, so then it can't be batel in the normal way. So again, I might have to make the regular bracha, I might have to make a shahakol, but similar to the reishis bikurim here. It can't be muvla to bones, because bones, the Gemara is assuming, as Rashi's lashon here, is ein ru'uyim leklum. Right? It's not roy for anything, so it can't be the mavlia, unlike the chelev and the karnayim, at least it's roy for something. Good. Gufa, says the Gemara now. Now we get into some of the halachas of Bechar and Meiser here. Gufa, be'bechar hu omer, by Bechar it says, the Bach changes this, lo tifteh. And vinimkar, right? A bechar is not redeemed, and it is sold, though. A bechar, you can't be pode a bechar. A bechar has kedusha. And nimkar, but a bechar can be sold. B'meiser nemer lo yigael, but meiser, as the puzzle that we just read, it says lo yigael, and we interpret that to mean v'leino nimkar. It cannot be sold. Lo chai, lo shachar. We said maybe the shachar is drabanan. V'lo tam, v'lo balmum. So that is the Allah. So how do we know this, that by Meiser it cannot be sold? It says by Meiser, lo yigael. Maybe lo yigael means it can't be redeemed. Right? Can't be redeemed, and with the money going to Hekdish, but maybe it can be sold. So we'll see the source of that in a minute. How do we know lo yigael means lo yimacher? Interesting line of the Rambam. Not familiar how many times the Rambam has this type of line in the beginning of his area of halacha. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Bechoros. Right, it's about time we did this. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Bechoros, says there are five mitzvahs that he's going to talk about in Hilchos Bechoros. Number one, to be mafresh a bechor. Again, remember, even though a bechor is kadosh mirechem, but it's still to be mafresh bechor. Number two, the isra of eating a bechor tam outside of Yerushalayim, because it's kache kalim. Number three, the isra of being podeh a bechor. That's what we just said. Number four, to be mafresh meiser behema. The Rambam puts meiser behema in Hilchos Bechoros. Number five, shelo yigael meiser behema. And then the Rambam adds in a line. Very unusual. Where else does he have the koteret and the lifts the mitzvahs? Then he adds in an extra sentence. The Rambam says, v'kalalti ha-meiser im ha-bechor. I put Hilchos meiser behema in Hilchos Bechoros. Right? Could he have put it somewhere else? Yeah, there's meiser karbanos. There's other areas of you know, many in Hilchos Sefer Avoda. You could have put it elsewhere. You could have connected it to others. It's only two prakim. The Rambam could have figured something out. Why dafka is Meiser Behema put in Bechor? Lefi Shemaisa Shneim Echad. Because they're both the same Avoda. V'hakasiv Klalo Imo. And the Pasuk put them together. Shneimar as Damam Tizrok. Kach Lando Mipi Hashmua Shezed Dam Meiser V'dam Bechor. And we know from Masora that that's the Meiser and the Bechor. So the Rambam says, you should know, I put them together. I put them together in the same halachas. Interesting that our Gemara today is going to talk about the relationship between the two. But the Rambam adds in this extra sentence. And the beginning of Hilchos Bechoros, you should know I put Hilchos Meiser in here because they are similar. Fascinating, that line in the Rambam. But the Sefer HaChinuch already notes also these mitzvos at the end of Sefer Vayikra and in Dvarim, right? They're separated. We're about to see the makar for it, but just to note, right, the Sefer HaChinuch counts in mitzvah Shin Sadi Gimel, the Isser of being Podeh Bechor Behema Tahora. separate lo sase, what the Rambam just counted. Shelo nifte b'char b'ema tahora mipnei shetziv tatorat sivso liftos petach hamor. Since, what's the svara? Why is there a separate iser? You might have thought that petach hamor, there's a mitzvah to be poda, as we had back in the first parak. So you might have thought, ulai ya'ala al daitenu, liftos gamkin b'char b'ema tahora, b'behema acheres. A b'char chamor is redeemed, so maybe a b'char b'ema tahora should be redeemed. That's our havamina. Al kain batanu haminia bazeh shloniftu sola olam. V'yafilu avder padeyu eino padui. You're not allowed to be podet, and even if you did, the pidyon doesn't work. If I try to be podet, al zeh ne'amar. That's what the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches. Ach b'char shor o b'char chesav o b'char eiz lo tifteh kodesh heim. Bi'er akasiv shalosh avehimot hataros shehin b'chiyev mitzvos b'char kimini achaya shehin shiva einam b'toras b'charos. It dafka says kesef eiz b'shor. As we know. Goat, sheep, and cow. Right? Those are the three that apply to Bechor, Behemoth, Tahora. So that's the Havamina. The Havamina is that maybe, just like your Poda, Bechor, Chamor, so to this, Kamash, Malan, not. And that's what this Gufa says. It says that I'm not allowed to be Poda, Al Bechor, I'm not allowed to sell Meiser. So, how do we know that? Minan Emili, how do I know that this or a Meiser is to be sold? It only says Lo Yigael, those words, as we just read in the Rambam and in the pasuk. Again, there's a lot more by Bechor Behemoth Tahora, but hopefully we'll get back to that. Says the Gemara, Amar Avchina, Amar Rav, Avchina, Amar Avdimi, Amar Yochanan, Nemar Lo Yigael b'Meiser, VeNemar Lo Yigael b'Charamim. It says it by Meiser and Charamim. Charamim is another mechanism to be makdish something. I can be makdish it through the language of Hektish. I can be makdish it through the language of Cherem, Machrim. There's a discussion. We'll learn about this B'ez Hashem more in Maseches Arachin. If I don't specify what the Cherem should go to, does it go to the Beis HaMikdash? Does it go to the Kohanim? Right? Stam Charamim, Lo Betek Abayis, or Stam Charamim, Lo Kohanim. The Mishnayis discussed that. We'll see. But now let's assume the Kohanim. So it says, Lo Yigael by Meiser, and it says, Lo Yigael by Charamim. So Malahal and Mechirimo, just like by Cherem, Mechira goes with it, because the pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Zayin Lo Yimacher VeLo Yigael. The psukim right before the ones that we just read, right? It says Ach Kol Cher Measher Yachrim Ish LaShem Mikol Asher Lo MeAdam UBehemo Mizeach Uzaso Lo Yimacher VeLo Yigael. And a few psukim later by Meiser it says Lo Yigael. So we say just like by Cher it says Lo Yimacher. So too this also means Afkan Mechira Imo. So Amar Leh, let's just finish. It's a long sentence, and it will come back afterwards. Amar Leh, Rav Nachman Bar Yisrael, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Mufne. This Gzeira Shava is open. It's free. We know there are three levels of Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava, Mufne, Mishnei Tzadim. Both are free. Mufne Mitzad Echad, and Eino Mufne. Right? The stronger, the more open and extra the words are, the stronger the Gzeira Shava. So here, he points out Mufne. It's a Gzeira Shava Mufne between Meiser and Bechor. Why? Dilo Mufne. If it wouldn't be Mufne, I could ask a distinction. Ikel Mifrach, Malach Haramim, Shkin Chala Malakol. Haramim are Chal on everything. Right? So Pashas, without looking at Rashi, what would I have said that means? Chal on everything. You could be Machram anything. The Pasuk says, Kol Chem Sheyachram, Mikol Esher Lol Me Adam Ubehimo Misteach Uzaso, Metaltalin, anything. You can be machram anything, and you have to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi's Chalam Alakol is. So the Rishash and the Brisker Rav both just leave it Tzarachian. Why Rashi gives a different shot? Rashi gives two pshatim. Neither of them are the one that we just read. What is Chalam Alakol? Rashi says, Im Hechrim, if you already have a carbon, and then you're machram that carbon. So it's Chal on the carbon. You have to give a value of that carbon, right? They have to give the carbon plus the value of the carbon. So it's chal al hakol, even on a carbon. Chal cherem aleim benosin lekoin kivitovas hanah. Sheish lo bohem. Number one. And then, cherem chal al kol ha'eder. U'maiser eino ela al asiri. Cherem can be chal on all the sheep, and maiser is only on the tenth. So again, Rashi gives details of chal al hakol. The Rishash and the Brisker Rav point out. The Grizz asks that, and he says, I saw the Rishash asked it too. But that's the, why does Rashi, they don't give an answer. Why Rashi does not give the pashup shot, so to speak, of Charamim. Okay, but because you have that potential distinction, that's why it's good that the Gzeira Shava is Mufne. And therefore, even if you have a kasha, you don't ask it. So the Gemara says, la'ai, it's true, afnuya mufne, it is extra. So let's try to see where it is extra. So lo yomar, velo yigel b'charamim, v'yigmar mi-meiser, just leave out velo yigel b'charamim, and you compare it to meiser. Ma, meiser, right, it's right next to each other in the Torah. So my meiser, kadosh v'ino nigal, just like meiser is kadosh, and it cannot be redeemed, af charamim, kadosh v'ino nigalim. So velo yigel, because of rachman alam, ali, lafnuya. So why does that phrase exist by charamim? To be open in order to learn the gzeirah shava, to teach me that meiser cannot be sold. Ikel mifrach, says the Gemara, no, maybe not. Maybe you could ask another akasha the other way. Also, mala meiser shekin kadosh lefanav alacharav. Right? Meiser is different because meiser, as we know, it sanctifies the before and after. Maybe, let's say a person messed up in the numbers. He's putting the sheep through the little gate, and by mistake, he calls the number 9, 10. He calls the number 10, 9, and then he calls the number 11, 10. They're all kadosh. So that's a power that meiser has. So maybe that's, you wouldn't have compared meiser and charamim, and therefore lo yigael is not extra. Right? And therefore it's not mufne. So we're back to the question. Se'ela lo yomar lo yisod. Okay, you write a different shot. Elo yomar lo yigal b'charamim v'yigmar mi b'char. Fine. You maybe don't say the words lo yigal b'charamim, and you would have learned it from b'char. Ma b'char kodesh v'no nigal af charamim kodesh v'no nigalim. Lo yigal d'chad v'rachman alam. Ali lafnu yei. So it's extra because of the comparison that we would have made to b'char. Sigmara says, maybe not. Yigal mifrach ma'la b'char shkein k'dushas mirachem. Maybe you wouldn't have logically compared the two, because Bechar also has a unique chumrah that is automatically kadosh, which Chayrim doesn't have. So I wouldn't have compared it. So I'm back to the question. It's not mufne. I wouldn't have had it as extra. So Ella, try number three. Lo yomer lo yigal b'maiser v'yigmar havara havara mi Bechar. I would have had a different Gzeirah Shava. I would have had a Gzeirah Shava from Maiser to Bechar. Ma Bechar kadosh v'no nigal af Maiser kadosh v'no nigal. Lo yigal d'chazav rachmana b'maiser olam. Mali lafnu yei. So the Gzeirah Shava, so that works. That's strong. And therefore, why is Lo Yigael written? To learn to from Cherem to Maiser. To teach me Lo Yimacher. So v'yakati still b'maiser nami lo mufne. But still, how can you compare it to Maiser digla mifrak et barchinan? But don't you have the Kasha? Right? It's kadosh mirechem. So the Gemara says, Vavarta kro yaseirehu. Vavarta is an extra pasuk. Because Vavarta is an extra pasuk, so therefore, you would have been able to override that kasha, and therefore the extra phrase of lo yigael remains extra, and therefore you can learn it from cheirem to meiser. Bechor nami nelef gula gula mecharamim. Okay, so now we figured out that by meiser there's an isra mechira, because you learn it from cheirem. So why don't you compare Bechor also? Why don't you say Bechor also has an Isra of Mechira? Right, we said it only has an Isra of Pidia. Why not an Isra of Mechira? So the Gemara says, the Meiser Mufni, the Bechor lo Mufni. Only the one by Meiser is extra, not the one by Bechor. So the Gemara says, why is that? Umay chazes de lo tifted de Bechor lugufe, u de Meiser la'afnuye. Maybe the opposite. Ve'ema de Meiser lugufe, de Bechor la'afnuye. Maybe the one by Meiser should be used for the Gzeir Shave, and the one by Bechor is extra. So where it says, Donin Geula Migeula, be Donin Pediya Migeula. I would rather compare Cherem and Meiser because they both have the words Lo Yigael. And that's why the Gzeirah Shavah is stronger. Says the Gemara, as it comes up often, My Nafkamina, what does Gzeirah Shavah have to be so limited? Hatanya Tana Dever Bishmael, the Shavah Kohen Uva Kohen. We have a Gzeirah Shavah even with different words. The Kohen going in and out by Mitzorah, Zuhi Siva, Shiva, Zuhi Biya. So Gemara answer is no. Hani Mile, Hecha Deleka Deda Mile. You allow Gzeirah Shavah in a more tenuous way. If it's not the same word, if you don't have a choice. Aval ika de dami lay, mi de dami lay alfinam. But if you have a choice to put something in a, with the exact same word, so that would be better than putting it in a word that's just the same context. Period. It's all a maskana. You can't sell meiser. You'll learn it from charamim, right? And that is, what we have, la maskana. And you don't apply that all the way to Bechar. Good. A lot to talk about here, various issues. If you look on the Sefer HaChinuch, again, the last mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra. The last mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, the Chinuch counts, Shin Samach Aleph, 361. The Chinuch counts the Isser of selling Meiser Behema. The Isser of selling Meiser Behema, that's Shin Samach Aleph. So Nimkar Meiser Behema B'Shum Sad, Elo Yochluhu by love, O Misha Yirtzu, Heim Yerushalayim. V'Elzeh Nerem Kam Meiser Behema, Lo Yigael. And Lashon Geula, Yishamish Kan, V'Lashon Mechira. And we say it means lashon mechira. That is the chinuch. The Rambam has an important line here, which everyone talks about. The Sefer Chinuch quotes this Rambam. The Rambam here in Perek Vav Halacha Hey. Vav Hey. The Rambam says, "Ma'aseh beim azalim karosok shu tamim lefi shenamar bo lo yigael lefi yeshvu alamdu shezeh namar shenamar lo yigael af iser mechira bechalo sheino nigal veino nimkar klal v'yireli." And the Rambam, whenever he says that, remember, he's saying this based on his own conviction. V'yireli shahamocher ma'aser lo asa klum. Not only is it aser to do, but if you try to do it, it doesn't work. Lo asa klum v'lo kana lokeach, and the lokeach is not kone. The meiser lefichach eino loke. Therefore, the buyer does not get malchus. Kimocher char mekohanim shalochana lokeach. And the Rambam gives two examples. Just like if you try to sell the cheirim of kohanim, doesn't work because the kohanim own it. Shalochana lokeach ukimocher yefas toar kamoshi yisbar bimkomo. So those are the two comparisons the Rambam has. Kimocher char mekohanim shalochana lokeach ukimocher yefas toar. So all the mefarshim wonder here. The Rada Lecha Mishnah and the Mari Kirkus. One second. Right, we quote it, he says, look in the first parak in Meseches Tmura, where the sugi is a Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani, Abaya and Rava. According to Rava, we know that the Torah says, don't do something. If you do it, it doesn't work. Lo Mahani, and that you get Malchus, though, for trying. So, it's clear. According to Rava, Avram's Lo Kana Lokeh, Bikal Makam Lokim, Shem Dovra, Meimer Durachmana. Right, Rava says in many Isurim, you get the Malchus for trying. So here too, why don't you get a Malchus for trying? Why did the Rambam say, because it didn't work, so then you're not going to get Malchus, and the Lecha Mishnah leaves it Vitzarachian. It says, unless you say that even though generally we pass in like Rava, here he passes like Abaya, that'll be a Chiddush, it's not one of the Al-Kagams, right? So why would you say that? So maybe somebody else agrees to Abaya, or the Ma'arei Kirkus also asked this question. Either way, this is an important shita just to be aware of the Rambam. The Torah Zeraim also relates to this Rambam. Torah Zeraim, Rav Parmanshik, in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. He says, V'nira b'das ha-Rambam, da'alav hazeh shayni mikolav in Shebatorah, demidaloksiv lo yimkar, ela lo yimacher, imkein muchach de'ikir alav eino al ma'isa ha-mechira, ela al chalosa ha-mechira. V'kima de lo mahani mechiraso, imkein lo avar klal ha-meimer d'rachmana, lefichach eino loke. When the Torah says don't do something, so then even if it doesn't work, trying to do it is still included in the Isser. And that's why Rabbah would say you would still get Malchus for that, for trying. But because here the Nifal is used, lo yimacher, it's showing that the Isser is the result, not just the trying. So even Rava would agree that you're only going to get Malchus if one is successful, and maybe that's how the Rambam understands this Isser, because it is lo yimacher. That's the Chiddush of the Torah's Rambam. Good. That's the last mitzvah in the Torah that we have in Parshas Vayikra that we have. Also interesting in Meseches Tmura in the Sefer HaChinuch. Last mitzvah in Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra in the Sefer HaChinuch. There is a Tosfos. Interesting Tosfos. Tosfos in Tmura Davav. Tosfos in Tmura Davav. Remember that those dafim are the Machlokas Abaya and Rava, and the Torah says not to do something. Does it work or not if I do it? So it says, and the Gemara tries to give many nafkaminas. And the Gemara keeps asking, this is not a nafkamina, it's not a nafkamina, because there's a xeris hakasa by each of them. So the Gemara, Tosfos has two questions. It says, number one, why don't you say there's a nafkamina in the following case? Somebody swears not to divorce his wife, and then I'm never going to divorce my wife, and then he divorces his wife. So in that case, he created an iser. Does the machlokas of Abaya and Rava apply to created Isurim? Dila Abaya Mahani. Abaya helps because you violated what the Torah says. The Torah says don't violate your oath, and you violated your oath. So the Gerishin should work. Ula Rava lo Mahani Gerishin. Kiva to Avar Amimra Drachmana. So isn't that an afkamina? That the Gemara doesn't suggest that. It's not our issue, but we're going to get to the second half. The Yesh Lomar, Kivan She'ena Isur, Kimolo Yucha Lashalcha, Elashu Bada Isha Isur, Bekia Gavna lo Rava de lo Mahani. Fascinating, we'll have to get back to this. Rava only says a shita where the Torah says Asur, not where you created the Isur. Here, if you created the Isur, that's not going to be a nafkamina between Abaya and Rava. That's number one. But then Tosfos says, V'kasha l'Rabbeinu Baruch, Amaylo ka'amar de pligi bahachi, kagonim pada pachor o meiser o charamim. Lo mahani l'kuliyama, k'tem farish besugya. Til abaya lo laki, kivet lo mahani, t'hachi amar abaya la'el, ul'rava laki, mishum t'avar, amemer d'rachmanav etzarechiyin.
Why isn't this an afkamina? This relates to the Rambam that we just said. The Rambam says you're not going to get Malchus, and the Rambam passes like Rava. We pass like Rava generally, so maybe Tosas is already alluding to the Rambam. The Rambam answers Tosas without explaining why. Tosas says, why isn't this an afkamina? The Rambam says, it's not. You never get Malchus. Right? And then Sarachiyin, the Taras Ram, gave the answer. Maybe this Rambam understands this as a different type of Isser that everybody would agree that you only get Malchus for the result. But that's an important Tosas, Davav in Temura. Okay, there's more, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara of Alelef, Bechor Havar Havar Mimaiser. So 1 second. So now that we have the Maskana, that there's Isser of Mechiras Meiser. So why don't we apply that and learn Bechor from it? To HaMeiser Nami, Gamar Gula Gula Mecharamim. Right, why don't we learn Havara Havara, Bechor from Meiser? After all, we learn Meiser from Charamim, Geula Geula, Xer Shava. So why don't we learn Bechor from Meiser? Gemara says, Mi Drachmana Gabe Charamim, Hu, Hu Velo Bechor. It's a Xer Sakasav, exclusion by Bechor. V'yema Hu Velo Meiser. Why do you include Meiser and exclude Bechor? Meiser, Geula Kamoso. Meiser is also, the same word is used, Geula Kamoso. And therefore, we compare it directly to Charamim. Rava Amar, lo yigael de charamim lo tzarech. No, Rava says a different shot, going back on this whole discussion. Right, we had number one, which was a third of the way down. Amar v'chinam Rav, how do you know there's an Isser of Mechira by Meiser because of the Gzeira Shava from charamim? So now, Rava gives a different shot. No, lo yigael de charamim lo tzarech. You don't need the lo yigael by charamim, you don't need that. Why? So it's totally extra. De isnu hecha. Where is this animal at the stage that you're trying to be goel it? E be bailim hektishnenu. If it's still in the bailim's house after you are machramid, so then it belongs to hektish, and therefore you can't. It's not bepedia, as Rashi says. E be kohen chulinenu. And if you are machramid to the kohenim, then there's no pedia because it's chulin. Ditanya charamim calls manshem a base bialim harayka hektor shachol devrayim. Shneimer kol cheirim kodesh kadashim ulashem. Nasal lekohen harayka chulin lechol devrayim. Shneimer kol cheirim biyisrael lechol yihiyeh. So therefore, what is the Torah telling me that you can't be goel? Lo yigoel the kasev rachman alamali. So what's the lo yigoel teaching me? So imeno inyan lecharamim taneu inyan lemaiser. So it's not that there's a gzereshava between Meiser and Charamim, but the phrase cannot mean in context by Cheirim. So we say it must mean three psukim later. It must be referring to Meiser, and the Torah just wrote it there. Number two. So Gemara says, Eima Tanei Linyan Bechor. Why do you throw it from Cheirim to Meiser? Why not to Bechor? Meiser Gula Kamoso, as we said before, because the same word is used there, so we'd rather connect that. Number two. Number three, a third shot. Ravashi Amar, lo yigal de meiser, lo yimacher hu. No, just forget cheirem. Right? Shot number one was there's a gzera shava. Shot number two is that it's a meno inyan. Shot number three is the words lo yigal by meiser could be interpreted as you can't sell it. Period. Amar Ravashi Minamino, how do I know that? How do you know lo yigal means lo yimacher? Tichziv, because the pasuk says, as we read earlier, in the same pasuk, the creation of Temura and the Isser of Lo Yigael of Meiser. So, Emasai Ose Temura Mechayim. Emasai Eno Nigal Mechayim. That's what we said before, that they both apply while still alive. Hala Acher Shchita Nigal. What? Mashma, that after Shchita, you can be Goel, the Meiser? Haboy Hamad Varacha. But doesn't have to be standing up, and if it's shechted, it can't be standing up. As we mentioned, it needs to be stood up and to be estimated and evaluated. So elashma mina lo yigo lo yimacherhu. So it must be now we're referring to geula, even mineu bay from within the meiser context. It can't be that lo yigael means lo yigael because it can't be evaluated if it's already shechted. So it must be that here lo yigael means lo yimacher. Square says, well, wait a minute. Hani chalaman damar kachi mizbeach chayu b'chalam ad varacha. This works if you say you need to stand up the animal in order to evaluate it and redeem it. This one cannot be stood up, and therefore it must be referring to mechira. Elaman damar kachi mizbeach lo hayu b'chalam ad varacha. But if you say kachi mizbeach do not need to be stood up and evaluated, that only applies to bedek habayis, not to kachi mizbeach. So ma'ikel ameimar. So then we're back to the question: how do you know lo yigal means lo yimacher? So the Gemara says, "Anan hachi ka'amrinan." This is really the drasha. Mi ika de mechayim lo mifrik lachar shchita mifrik.
Do you ever have such a case? It says you can't redeem it while it's alive and only afterwards. Do you ever have a case where it cannot be redeemed while it's alive and only after it's shechted it can be redeemed? It's unusual, right? So therefore, that's why it can't mean geula. It must mean mechira. Somewhere it says alam ala. Why? What's the problem? Mechayim dialima kedusha say lo mifrich. Maybe while it's alive, it's too intensely kadosh to be redeemed. Liachar shechita da'akalik kedusha say mifrich. After shechita, it's able to be redeemed. So maybe it means geula. It doesn't mean mechira. So Gemara says, no, we have the svara, the opposite in the world of kachim. V'lo kol dechenu, ma mechayim de'olam lemitvis pidyono lo mifrik. Often, we have, if something is too weak to have its kedusha transferred, fine. But if it's stronger, then it's able to be transferred by an animal that's alive. So then it's strong enough to have its kedusha transferred, so that's not transferable. La'achar shechita de'olam lemitvis pidyono mifrik. But after it's shechted, it's not strong enough to be able to be transferred. So again, lo yigo'el cannot mean geula in the proper context. And that's why, elash ramino lo yigo'el lo yimacher hu. That's the maskana. That, number three, meaning this is all pshat number three, Ravashi says that the words lo yigo'el by meiser have to mean lo yimacher, because it doesn't make sense in context to say it means geula, because it has to be stood up, or it can't be something that is not redeemable beforehand and only redeemable afterwards. Whatever the svara is, that's how we interpret lo yigo'el as lo yimacher. The Rambam again says in Hilchas Arachin, hey Yud Beis, the Rambam says here in this context, call hamakdish behemam bechayim. Bein tamea, bein tahora. Bein kachim is betek abayis, bein kachim is beach. The Rambam holds that if you're makdish an animal, and betek abayis is beach, shenofa bamum, o tamima haru'uya likarev, harezu tzricha ha'amada bedin. Shenemar vehemidesa behema. Lefichach emesa behema, kodem shetiarech vitipade, ein podenoso achar shemesa, elatikaver. The Rambam paskins hamada baracha, bein bekachim betek abayis, bein bekotche mizbeach. Aval im hikdish shchuta o nevela lebedek abayis, if I'm makdish a dead animal, so then that's different, right? That is not included in the pasuk. Im hikdish shchuta o nevela lebedek abayis, harezu tipadeh kishar metaltalin. The Rambam does say that would be able to be niftep. And the Kesef Mishnah says, "Afilu lemizbeach, v'afilu hikdishim chay lemizbeach, u'meisu imayu bali mumin mitchilas anipadu v'chulu." And it continues. Derive it as a comment here, but we're not going to get to that. But that's an important Rambam to be aware of. Good. Let's finish up. So fine, we said that lo yigael means lo yimacher according to Ravashi. So why didn't the Torah just write lo yimacher? Would have been simpler. Why did the Torah just write it lo yigael? So ikaz rechman lo yimacher hava mina is davunehu delo mizdavin to ka avdin of it avdin nechol. I would have thought you can't sell it because that's avdin nechol. That's not what you do with chulin animals. Aval ifruke mifrek. Maybe you would be able to redeem it to ka aili dam of lehakdish. Lachik ikaz rechman lo yigael delo is davune mizdavin velo ifruke mifrek. It can't be redeemed, and it can't be sold. Either one is not allowed. Again, there's a lot to talk about by Kachim Mizbech and Kachim Betek Habayis. We've touched on that in the past, and other things that came along the way, but I guess we'll have to stop here. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored again, Lila Nishmas, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We thank them for the sponsorship.